Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to Flat Out Cleaning Awesomeness and Fun. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being so amazing, by sharing the show with the entire known cleaning universe, as well as doing an amazing job of subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. That kind of love is what keeps us cranking out a metric ton of awesomeness every Monday and Thursday. If you have left a review, I would like the opportunity to personally thank you for supporting me and supporting the show. The way I want to do that is just tag me in a comment in the Facebook group, the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. If you haven't already joined, it's totally free. I think there's 3,000 or 4,000 members, owners of cleaning companies. So if you've left a review, join that free group. I mean, join the group either way, but just tag me in a message. Say, hey, I left you a fantastic review on the podcast, and I will figure something out to do to let you know how amazing you are. That said, everything else we have is at growmycleaningcompany.com. If you want the latest and greatest on how to make your cleaning company behave and work for you, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Sarah Salazar from Top Tier House Cleaning. She's been serving the Southern California, i.e. Los Angeles and surrounding areas, for about 6 months, and she's already grown from 0 to 2 employees. If you want to reach out to Sarah and her new team, you can get a hold of them at www.toptierhousecleaning.com. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm a big fan, Mike. Thank you.
Glad to have you, my new best friend. Sarah, tell me a little bit about A, how you found the cleaning business, B, how you found Cleaning Nation, and C, what I can do to make your life better today.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. I love, managing, and I did some research and realized cleaning, is really a profitable business to be in. I just put myself out there.
Real quick, for the benefit of everyone listening, what research did you, because I hear that a lot, people that came from kind of the business world or background want to do their own thing, and like, man, there's money to be made in cleaning, and I kind of know that to be true, but I always love hearing how other people came across that fact. What specifically drew you to the cleaning business, or what you kind of in your research, what piece of it made you go, hey, this is for me?
Well, actually, I was looking for a house cleaner for myself. I was so busy, work, I have a daughter, husband, and so I needed someone to help me. And I realized after interviewing different companies how, profitable they were and what they wanted to charge me. And I said, wait, I could do this myself. I think I could beat this competition here. I think I can do a better job at selling this.
All right, so let me make sure I'm clear on the insane person I have talking with me now. You called people to give them money to clean your house, and you said, instead of that, how about I just clean other people's houses in addition to my own? Just so we're clear.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I said, you know what? Yeah, this is profitable. Look at how much they're charging.
Well, good. You were an insane person and clearly qualified to be an entrepreneur, because that's what it takes to see a simple, I'm going to hire a house cleaner to, I'm going to clean everybody in the world's house and make money doing it. That is fantastic.
Yes, exactly.
All right, cool. Well, what's going on in your world today that hopefully I can bring some value to you?
Well, right now I have about 40 residential clients, that on a regular basis I serve, 2 employees. And recently I've been contacted by a medical office asking for my services. I went on a bid, did great, they hired me. And now I really would like to expand and receive more clients in the commercial, aspect of everything, like commercial clients, and kind of go that direction. And I just don't know how. I don't know how to get those leads and where to go from here. How can I residential cleaning, It was mostly through word of mouth. But with commercial cleaning, I don't know anyone that, you know, has, that could be a good lead for me, or that has offices and, you know, runs medical offices and so on.
Well, I'm going to pull a Sarah Salazar and turn the tables on you. So you ask me a question instead of answering like a nice human being. I'm going to beat you up with asking you a bunch of questions. So,
okay, go ahead.
First and foremost, what are your goals? A lot of people get in the cleaning business, and especially folks that kind of have some background in management and just or entrepreneur, like they take to it, right? Something good mm-hmm. and bad happens. I forget who my friend was when I first went to Vegas. He's like, man, if you win money in Vegas, that's the worst thing that can ever happen to your first time, because then you're going to go, well, why don't I just do this all the time? This is easy. Mm-hmm. So same thing with entrepreneurs, right? They can have initial success, and then kind of that can be a blessing because you're successful, but a curse because the whirlwind starts so fast, and you can sneeze and be in 5 years and not know why you're here or where you're going or why you're so burnt out. So do you have kind of goals for the company as of yet, or are you just like, hey, I'm going to ride this party till it ends?
Yes, I do have goals. So I do have a business plan that I've developed, and my goal was to reach 100 residential clients this year, by the end of this year. And I planning on
even,
next
hold on, let me,
year,
let me jump in for a second. Oh, even though you're my guest, mm-hmm. can I beat you up just a little bit if I say I'm sorry afterwards?
Sure.
Yay.
Oh, of course.
Sarah putting up the abuse. All right. So nobody, I'm just going to call it, nobody wants 100 residential commercial clients. That's a pain in the neck. It's 100 people calling you saying, you let my cat out, you didn't clean this, blah, 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 right? I'm assuming, I'm going to take a wild guess, you don't really have the inherent desire to have 100 clients. You want something that you think that will represent in your life, either money or feeling good about yourself or profit or freedom or the ability to employ other people. So is it fair to say, like, I don't really want a Ferrari. I want to get somewhere and feel cool as I do it, right? More so than I want a Ferrari, because they just require a bunch of oil changes and you know, throwing money at them periodically. So that said, is it fair to say you don't really want the 100 people? You want what you think it represents. Fair?
I agree. Yes, I see what you're saying. So I do want the profit, and I do want to offer others jobs.
All right, so let's break it up into that. So how much now, and that's another thing, a lot of people go to revenue. I want to make $1 million in revenue. Okay, do you really want $1 million in revenue? Because again, that's just a headache. Or do you want some of that mm-hmm. revenue to stick around, right? Because there's, and I, when I ask them, would you rather be a $300,000 company making $100,000 in profit, or $1 million company breaking even? And 100% of people, well, I want the three. Okay, so that said, we want profit. So talk to me profit-wise, what are your goals? And let's just say for the next 12 months.
Okay. So my goals for the next 12 months, it would definitely be the $300,000, $100,000 profit for sure. I have...
And full disclosure, I made those numbers up. That's really high. So 100,000. So
I know.
I would figure probably.
I'm not going to reach that this year.
Well, depending if you're commercial or residential. No. I'm not saying really high in terms of you can't hit the revenue mark. I'm just saying that assumes like a 35% profit, which isn't realistic. So let's figure, just to make numbers easy, 20% profit, which again, on the residential side is reasonable. On the commercial, it's pretty high. But just to make numbers easy, 20% profit. So how much, and again, I promise you're like, I just want to know how to get to commercial, you jerk. I promise we're going to get there. we'll circle
this
back. So where, and I'm just treating you as I would a one-on-one client, which is much more expensive than coming on the podcast, which is free. So hopefully we're giving you more value than you expected. So, all right, in the next 12 months, what kind of money for the Salazar family would you like your company to produce? And there's no wrong answer.
Well,
just
as
long as it's a specific
no problem.
Number. Go ahead.
I would like I've already started to replace my monthly income and salary from my previous job, from mm-hmm. my other career. But I'm looking at right now like a 47% profit margin after expenses and payroll, just for the two staff that I have. I would like to keep that at a 47% profit margin, but I'm not sure if going into commercial will cause
gross profit or net gross profit or net profit.
Gross profit.
Okay. Yes, that is a very reasonable gross profit. And just for to keep, and we're covering so much and so little, just to keep everyone on board. Gross profit is what it costs after your cost of goods sold. So if I say, hey, I'll clean your house for $100 and I pay my employee $50, that means I have a $50 cost of goods sold and a 50% gross margin. Mm-hmm. that $50 in gross margin is left over for profit and overhead. So overhead, if, you know, things like telephones, workers' compensation insurance, offices,
cleaning supplies.
Well, actually, all that good stuff would be overhead. So if you want a gross margin of 50% and you understand, well, I'm going to have overhead, you're good to go. Okay. So yeah, I think that 47% gross margin, just to be clear, not net profit, because there's some people out there that are cleaning going, well, just, you know, I make 80%, 90% net profit. It's like, no, you don't. You're cleaning. That's not a real business. So you're talking about gross profit, meaning if you have $10,000 a month in billing, you expect to pay $5,000 in payroll, you have $5,000 left over, or technically $4,700 in payroll and $5,300 left over for profit and overhead, not forgetting the overhead. So I'm assuming a 30% overhead with 20% profit. So again, just where you're giving me lots of data, just give me a number. How much money do you want your cleaning company to generate for you personally in the next 12 months? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
In the next 12 months, I would say $60,000.
Perfect. So if we just do quick math and say, hey, we're going to assume a 20% profit margin. And again, we can do different business models that make a little more, make a little less. I'm just trying to make easy math. That means you'd have to have $300,000 in gross sales for with a 20% margin to make your $60,000. Are we cool on that?
Okay. Yes.
Cool. All right. Now we can get to the residential commercial conversation, right? Because many people just say things like, which makes sense superficially, but when you think about it, it makes no sense. Like, well, I could just, you know, this guy wants me to do commercial, so I want to do more commercial. Well, shoot, what if I said, come do my dry cleaning? Well, if I'll give you money, do you have to do that? Or what if I said, you know, sweep off my porch or spray it down? Or now you're in my house, why don't you wash my cat while you're at it? Like, there's so many opportunities, and as entrepreneurs, that's all we see is opportunity. The problem is, what'll happen is you can do 64 things pretty poorly, 3 or 4 things decently, or 1 thing really, really well. And the quickest straight line from where you want to be to where you, or from where you are to where you want to be, is typically focus, right? We're in the earth walking around day by day, getting hit by light, and we don't even feel it. If you focus it into a laser, like an evil child with a magnifying glass, you can burn an ant. If you focus into a labor like the government, you can blow a hole through 2 inches of steel without much effort. So that focus is really the only difference with light. It's certainly that way with entrepreneurship. So the question I would really ask is, which is, and again, this would be something we'd have to do offline in coaching, which is the quickest way to get me from the revenue that I'm at now to 60,000, if I want to make 60,000 in the next 12 months, and we assume that's about 300,000 in revenue, what's the quickest way? Is it to pick up another, what is it, 100 a month, 100 cleaning companies? We've already got 40, so an additional 60 residential, or to pick up 4 or 5, you know, depending on the size of the commercial, or some sort of hybrid of both of those. I'll give you the right answer. I'll give you one wrong answer and then 2 right answers. The wrong answer is a hybrid. That will absolutely slow you down. I promise you, it feels faster, but it will slow you down. It's like saying, well, if I want to build this apartment complex, you know, it's going to take forever to level the earth and build a foundation. I mean, that's going to take like a month. I could get so much faster if I just start framing this damn thing. Maybe it'll probably go up a little quicker, but ultimately to finish, it's going to take much less time if I build a foundation. So I would really encourage you, and if we had more time, we could walk through it, but I'd really encourage you to walk through which. So commercial is fine. I had a commercial company. I loved a commercial company. Residential is fine. I've got a one-on-one client that does $1 million residentially now. So there's no right answer or wrong answer there. We'd have to talk about kind of what you want for your business and other things than money, right? Like lifestyle, and what hours do you want to work, and who do you want to employ, and what makes you happy? But that's the context that you want to look at it in, and I would not do commercial and residential. I'd pick one. And if you're going to do commercial, you got to think things through backwards, like top tier house cleaning. Nothing wrong with that if you're residential, but if you're going to come clean my medical facility, and I know you got one, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but generally, right off the bat, if I'm getting bids from top tier house cleaning for my car dealership or you know, Ultimate Car Dealership Facilities Management, I'm probably going to go with Ultimate Car Dealership Facilities Management. So stuff like that, right? That's just one example of, well, if we're doing two, now all of a sudden we can't do top tier cleaning. We got to do, or it has to be top tier home and business. It just gets wonky. So that said, we've only got a couple minutes because we took us so long to get here. Any gut feeling as to which way you'd like to go, commercial, residential? And if you already got 40 to start residential without working too hard, or just from repeating referral, I'd be hard pressed to coach you to go otherwise, certainly in the next 12 months.
Okay. Yeah, I am tempted by the amount of money that the contract, you know, that the commercial contract is for. And I'm like, oh, you know, just in love with that idea that it's more money. But I do love the families that I serve. And I do love, you know, meeting these families when I'm doing bids for residential jobs. You know, I like that personal touch. So it's really, I'm really torn. You know, I thought this is happening sooner than I thought.
Well, and again, let me give you permission. If your goal is to have fun and just enjoy the business, then for crying out loud, do what you like, right? Like if when I said, what's your ultimate goal? You said, I just want to have a good time. I want to flex my entrepreneurial muscle. I want to, constantly create and do stuff, then I'd be like, heck, do whatever you want. If you, start a hot air balloon company while you're at it, like whatever you like, do that. But if your stated goal is I want to get from where I'm at now to making $60,000 a year as quickly as possible, then let's pick the straightest line. And just so be clear, I'm not saying you sound like a very bright individual. So is it possible that you could do both and get from where you're at now to 60? Yeah, absolutely. But business is tough, right? You got employees and the government in there taking half everything you earn, and customers that come, there's just plenty of built-in difficulty. So let's not like kind of go for style points and make it harder than it needs to be. It's hard enough built in. We don't need to put up extra obstacles. So yes, it is possible for you to get there, but let's take the easiest route, and then maybe you can even go higher. But I can't emphasize enough from experience, 20 years of both making these mistakes and doing it right myself and coaching hundreds of other owners of cleaning companies and just having dozens of friends. I was in a company organization called EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, where I got to kind of really get an in-depth look at lots of entrepreneurs for decades. The ones that make the most money are the boring guys and girls that just do the same thing, right? The rest of us are out there chasing shiny objects. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. We're going to go do this new thing. I just went to a seminar. We're going to do this thing. And those are fun, but ultimately not profitable. So I would really, really encourage you before you kind of take that plunge. And it sounds like you've already got one account. I'm not saying you'd have to fire them, but I don't know that I'd take any others. And just one quick thing for you in Cleaning Nation, just an obvious thing that people don't get until they're in it and it's painful. Generally, residential cleaning is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So after 5 o'clock and on weekends, you can kind of relax. Generally, commercial cleaning is 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and weekends. Not every account is weekends, but most of them you can't start till 5. So when you have two accounts, now you're working 24/7. And again, it's not on profitable stuff. You just get burnt out. So keep that in mind as you grow. So, you know, I think I told the big fat lie. We were going to talk about how to get commercial cleaning contracts, and I didn't even tell you one thing. So,
no,
shame on me.
Okay.
So I baited and switched. My apologies.
I respect your advice. But I respect your advice.
For everyone else out there listening who's like, hey, you jerk, you told me you're going to talk about this. I will link to, I think we've got a whole playlist on how to get commercial cleaning accounts. I will link to that in the show notes so you can access that. Right now, let's hit the lightning round so we can give the lovely Sarah an opportunity to give us some of her experience. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received either personally or professionally?
I think just, go for it. Don't give up. Go for your dreams. Things are going to be tough. You're going to try to talk yourself out of stuff. That's just your brain trying to, keep you surviving, but don't listen to it. Just do what you're dreaming about. Just do it. Just follow your dreams.
Man, I feel all motivated. We got a female Anthony Good. Robbins in the house. I'm ready to go get some. All right. Well Good. Said. Couldn't agree more. And that's so cool. You're obviously living that just in the short time we've been talking. That is you through and through, which is awesome. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake? And I know you just started, but you've had enough success mm-hmm. already. I know you've already made some big fat mistakes. What's the biggest one that you've made that you can share with us? So hopefully we can save ourselves some of your headaches.
Yeah, the biggest mistake I made, I think, would be with hiring, trying to hire the right person and not taking my time. I did make a mistake. The person ended up not being as trustworthy as I thought. And that was only because I rushed the process because I got too over my head, too busy. So take your time. If you have to reschedule your cleanings due to training, it's okay. It's better than having to fire the wrong employee.
Wow. Or hire that is the wrong employee. For the amount of time, obviously you've come from a corporate background or somewhere else, because that is very insightful for the amount of time you've been in business. That is like 2 years in kind of feedback, not 6 months in kind of feedback. So I could not agree more. And for those of you wanting more on that, the Clean Profit Method, steps 7 and 8, give you the entire process you need to have all of your hiring done in 5 hours a week or less with all the steps that you need. So you don't have to rush it. So, but yes, I agree 1,000%. That whole old adage of hire slow and fire fast. You can't say it enough times. So true. All right. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Doesn't have to be this life-changing thing, just something they can implement easily, quickly right now that will make their lives or their business just a little bit better.
Well, I know that in the future, in the next few years, cleaning supplies is going to be labeled with ingredients and toxins on the front. So I think it's easy right now if we can all start getting in the habit of, looking into the ingredients that are in our cleaning products and possibly going a little more eco-friendly maybe, just because that's where the future is kind of, tilting towards.
All right. Beautiful.
That's where legislation is kind of tilting towards. Yeah.
So, all right. So know what's in your product that you're putting in your cleaner's basket and in your clients' homes and businesses. All right, Sarah, thank you for joining us and bringing your vibe and your energy. I love it. I'm just going to say it. I am a big Sarah fan. We're definitely going to have you back for a kind of an update. Cause you're the kind of guest. I'm like, we need to watch you. You come back in 6 months and let's talk with you when you got your 6 employees. And did you have the commercial work? And did you double down? Did you get, I'm a nerd and I need to know all this. So Cleaning Nation, if you want to get, we'll have you call Natalie, our producer, Nat at growingcleaningcompany.com. She will get you back on. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Sarah's show notes page, and I think I just made a special video for you at Grow My Cleaning Company, everything we have to help you get freedom and control of your cleaning companies at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.